publication called 75 Treasures is a product that celebrates 75 years of the Bathurst District Historical Society. And it details, oddly enough, 75 objects that are on display in the museum. The book's creator, producer, is volunteer Sarah Swift, who joins us this afternoon. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, Brett.
Look, lovely to have you on the program to talk about this fascinating project. What on earth got you interested in taking on such a massive historical challenge?
Well, it was a bit of a whim, really. I was planning for content on social media for the Historical Society, and I, you know, was looking at all the different objects, and it was a bit like, oh, how can you just sort of choose one? And it has to be a pretty special post for such an important anniversary, which was in 2022. And the idea grew from there. Well, why not choose, you know, 75 objects and catalogue it in a book?
Look, it's a big step moving away from cataloguing a few things online to actually putting it into a publication. How difficult a challenge was it to get things into print?
It was a lot harder than I thought. I thought it would take 6 months. But it ended up taking 18 months, but it was a labour of love. I really loved discovering, well, that was part of the process, I suppose, as a relatively new Bathurstian and a new volunteer. I was discovering these objects as I was volunteering, and I just wanted to share that with, you know, I got excited over these finds, and I wanted to share that with others.
Yeah, so you've mentioned that it took 18 months. I mean, obviously, the milestone was reached in 2022. How much pressure was there on you to get this product done as quickly as possible to celebrate that anniversary?
Yeah, well, I was sort of working on the project throughout 2022, and then the book was finished in May this year. Mm-hmm. So it's still a pretty big milestone. Now I'm thinking about what I could perhaps do for the 80th anniversary in 2027.
Oh, look, I'm sure you've learnt from producing this one.
Yes.
Look,
start early,
that's right. Look, there's a lot of objects in the museum. How did you choose 75?
Oh, it was very hard. When it came down to it, it was the ones that I could get the information on and get the stories and the facts straight. There are so many, because including photographs, there's a total of, 23,000 objects that the Society holds. So it's pretty massive, and I feel bad for all of the others that I couldn't get into the book. It was difficult, but in the end it came down to what was available, what research was available and resources to provide the stories for those objects, and then I just went from there.
Can you describe the diversity of the objects that you cover in the book?
Yeah, absolutely. There is a lot of colonial objects. Being Bathurst is a very colonial town, but we have lots of gorgeous textiles and clothing, including one wedding dress, which is the earliest wedding dress in Australia that was first worn at a wedding in the year 1800. So that's pretty special, and that's kept here in Bathurst. There's also some of the big ticket items like Charles Darwin's letter that he wrote in Bathurst when he was here in 1836, and the Dunplane's door, which is made famous by the shootout with bushranger Ben Hall. So we've got Aboriginal artefacts found by Percy Gresser and donated in the 1960s. We've got Chinese objects relating to the Chinese migrants and during the gold rush that came out, as well as letters, the key that opened the Carillion in 1933, and a piece of Rockley marble that is millions of years old.
Sarah, you've described some very significant objects. Do you think that Bathurst and indeed the Central West are aware that such significant objects are housed in the Historical Society's museum?
Well, perhaps not. 75 years is a long time, so perhaps locals were aware of these objects perhaps when they were first donated. But over time these things kind of fall out. And, of course, we can't have all of the 23,000 objects on display at any one time. So putting together a catalogue of this kind has actually never been done before with the Society. So that was important as well, to get you know, this information out there to our community, because these stories are so valuable and they just enrich our town, I feel anyway.
You talked about the research that you needed to undertake to write the book. What was that research? Are there people still living that could tell you, give you oral histories of the objects, for example?
Yeah, definitely. My process, I suppose, in researching, I would first, of course, consult the archives within the Historical Society, and then I'd go into some of the digital archives, State Library, National Library, and try and sort of draw together the narrative. And then once I had the shell of the story relating to the objects and information on the donors and also the context of that time, like what was happening in Bathurst in the 1930s or, 50s. And then I would approach the family where possible. And when, depending on the time and what resources were available, I did try and contact as many families relating to the objects or donors, descendants of the donors where possible. So, yeah, I did try and collaborate with as many people relating to that object where I could.
You've described some sensational and, as I said, significant objects which are interesting within themselves. Sometimes it's the stories behind the objects that create the interest. Can you think about some of the more sensational or favourite stories that you came across in pulling together the publication?
Yeah, well, one of them, there's quite a few that were really, really surprising. One of my favourites that was perhaps the most surprising of all was a pair of bellows, and they hang in the display at Old Government Cottage. And just a pair of, old humble bellows, wooden bellows that are displayed by the fireplace, they turn out to have been donated by one woman and her partner. And they were amazing trailblazers for staff welfare and women's rights and in the 1920s and 30s in China. So there's some really significant women's histories that were discovered. And these two women, their story alone is amazing. And one of them was a cousin of the Gilmore family in Bathurst. And the bellows were donated to Bathurst because they wanted the memory of her partner to be, kept going. And lots of objects and files were donated to different museums and libraries around Australia. So that was perhaps the most surprising, that this humble pair of bellows has such a huge history attached to it and an important history at that. And then there's another one that was really surprising, a boy's dress. So boys used to wear dresses, little boys used to wear dresses. And if that isn't interesting enough, it happened to be a boy that belonged to the McPhillamy family. And then as I was researching that one on his mother's side, I found out that, his father was at the Battle of Trafalgar with Lord Nelson. And so just these huge histories can be related to just one little object, which I just find amazing.
As you say, humble object, significant stories. Sarah, thank you so much for sharing some of your stories with us this afternoon, and congratulations on a marvellous publication.
Thank you very much. Thank you for talking with me.
That's Sarah Swift, who is the creator of 75 Treasures. This is Community Drive on 2MCE FM.